Greetings, everybody. I'm your host, James Gillen, with He Said He's Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS. And again, we're all over the place. Just type in He Said He's Stargate and it'll come up just about on any channel. And be sure and send this one out far and wide because this is a doozy. I might get in a little trouble on this one, but we'll see. Anyway, all right, a lot going on out there. And I almost don't know where to begin, but it looks like the false flag terror attacks are starting up again. And Shamsuddin Jabbar, we can't call him an Islamic terrorist due to political correctness, even though his name states the obvious. He rented an electric 150 Ford truck loaded with guns, explosives, and makeshift detonators. And then he just mowed down people randomly at the French Quarter, you know, during a New Orleans New Year's Eve celebration. So anyway, what a way to use terror to bring in the new year. So right now there's 15 dead and 12 injured so far. You know, according to officials, he didn't act alone. The FBI made a statement. This was not an act of terrorism, later to release another statement that it was. You can always count on them for that. So maybe the ISIS flag on the back of the truck might have been a clue. Who knows, you know, but anyway, Shamsud was shot dead by police before he had time to, you know, to trigger the planted explosives that were in the area. He didn't have time to detonate them. So good job, Men in Blue. Kudos to you. Wait till Shamsud finds out. There won't be 72 virgins waiting for him, just a heated discussion with a red guy with horns. So those who commit acts of violence on innocent people that believe they're doing the bidding of God are not. I mean, it's no brainer. Come on, period. They're not. You know, you'll never reach the higher dimensions in your passing. Self-defense and protecting your family are different stories. this includes anyone in positions of power that abuse that power and go against universal law. It's a real no-brainer. So those doing the bidding of the dark hearts, running the weaponized agencies, will see their karma become amplified and accelerated. You know, I was just following orders or doing my job is not a get out of karma jail free pass. So the hunters will soon be the hunted. It's all part of the great transition that we're going through. You know, they call it the Great Awakening. Got a lot of vog in my throat. Anyway, this just in, politicians have created a bill to force terrorists to install loud motor sounds on their electric cars, so their victims can hear them coming. They also want more gun laws to keep guns out of the hands of citizens and keep them in the hands of criminals, which no matter how many laws they seem to come up with, guns, you know, just seem to pop up in the hands of criminals. And law-abiding gun citizens can't defend themselves because of these ridiculous laws. So anyway, that's going to change, you know. Especially if they're illegal aliens, they get a free pass to back on the streets in hours, basically. So I wonder in the blue state courts if they say, sorry, Jorge, you're free to go. Here's your gun back. You know, oh, the white guy that defended himself and family, throw the book at him. So anyway, there is such a thing as white prejudice, basically. And it's really coming out now. So I probably shouldn't have used the name Jorge. My apologies, but you get the point. You know, that you can't be politically correct and make a point nowadays. You know, you have to really choose your words, which I don't. So anyway, Biden made a statement barely getting through his teleprompter written by his handlers, obviously totally oblivious to what he was saying. You could actually see the lights go out. Confusion set in, wondering if he did what he was supposed to do. You know, he said something to the effect that we will not tolerate these terrorist attacks when he allowed thousands of terrorists and criminals unvetted across the border, even flied them in. They didn't have to cross the border. Anyway, we're just waiting for CNN and Jean-Pierre to blame Trump and twist this somehow to make it his problem. While being led off stage, he was muttering, how could this have happened? You know, did I mention we're still under Joe's watch? He's still commander in chief, which should scare the hell out of you in these volatile times. But anyway, expect more of these events until these terrorists are rounded up. News anchors, those with a soul, are asking tough questions like, what did the FBI know ahead of time? Cash Patel can't take office soon enough for me. Still lots of questions unanswered about the tempered attempted assassinations. I'm sure paper shredders are going full steam along with the computer scrubbers bleaching and smashing cell phones, within the last administration. They're doing the Hillary now. Should have a new dance called the Hillary. We should like have a dance where you're like like smashing your computers and your cell phones and dancing on them. You might as well. I mean, we had the Twister and all the other stuff in the past, but anyway, the White Hats have everything. Everything's been backed up. They know exactly what went down. So, with all the agencies being weaponized, they're going to do everything possible to stay in power to avoid retribution. So it is going to get a little crazy. So kind of expect that. Now, here's a good one. Asif Raza Merchant flew from Pakistan to Iran, spent 4 days, and then went on to Houston. When he landed in Houston, he was detained because he was on the terrorist watch list. He was interrogated, then released with special privileges. He was again arrested later for orchestrating a plot to kill President Trump and 30 other politicians. Big question is, why was he released? Who was behind the release? And what about all the other failed assassination attempts and the assassins we still know nothing or little about? We think something foul is afoot. So, anyway, you're going to find, just follow the money and, figure out where the big changes need to be made. And that's where the resistance is going to come from. It's not rocket science, basically. So drones are still flying. No one in the Biden administration knows where they're coming from and who is operating them. But according to officialdom, they pose no threat. So how can you say they pose no threat unless you know where they are coming from and who's operating them? So one crashed recently and they found the serial number that said Deep State 666. Just kidding. Anyway, one of my favorite lies is just kidding. I have the t-shirt actually. But anyway, I'm watching assets for the CIA brag about their CIA contacts, saying they predicted these drones, even in the UFO and conspiracy community. I watched one remote viewer talk about all his intel friends at the highest levels and then said his remote viewing showed patriots as the greatest terror threat facing America. Overpopulation is number two, and CO2 is number three. Total deep state talking points. No infiltration there, folks. Use discernment. A lot of the folks with the biggest names got there by selling out. So keep an eye on that. Anyway, as far as solar weather, there's a G3 severe solar weather event going on. The Earth is lighting up like a Christmas light. Auroras are extremely active with back-to-back S-class flares and CMEs coming in. The formula is solar flares equals equal solar flares equals social unrest, severe weather, and an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. I gave this formula back, oh God, late 80s, early 90s, and all these people jumped on it and then used it as their platform, and giving no credit. I mean, went on this one guy's website that it was his entire flat platform. I went on his website and he tried to discredit me basically, and it turned out really bad for him because it anyway, a lot of stuff going on with that. So talking about volcanoes, basically Kilauea on the Big Island erupted and is extremely active right now. So Pele's talking, lots of quakes, expecting a larger one very soon. I've been feeling something building, like we're going to have either another mountain go off here, another volcano go off, or a pretty good sized quake. So it's the weather's just acting really weird too. We just had a storm come out of nowhere. We had a 0% chance of rain on all weather channels, and this storm came in And it was like the weird fog, and it just produced downpours. And we're not complaining. We've been suffering a drought for over a month, probably almost 2 months now. And now our catchment tanks are full. Everyone can shower, flush the toilet. And if you've ever been on a catchment water system, you know what I'm talking about. So it's good to have the water. The latest Arctic ice data shows a 26% increase from 2012. So wait, wasn't the global warming summit trip to the Arctic canceled because the oceans were frozen over in the summer? You know, some ships had to have their crews airlifted out due to being trapped in the ice. You know, might have been the Antarctic, I'm not sure. The whole thing was scrubbed basically off the internet. Over the years, the oceans have risen centimeters, not even reaching ankle deep. You know, it's like some of the oceans have even receded. So Plymouth Rock is still where it's always been. The polar bears are fine. They've had massive increase in numbers. All the hype is to transfer billions to the globalist Green New Steel program, a program Biden is dumping billions into on the way out. So right after he pardoned over 1,000 killers, rapists, and violent criminals. So let's go, Brandon. Anyway, definitely he is the worst president that's ever been. So it looks like the governors are gathering, talking about how they're going to resist the Trump mandate. Voted overwhelmingly on by the people. Gavin Newsom has been caught red-handed with correspondence marked confidential, not for the press, conspiring with other governors with plans to block all of Trump's programs to make America great again. Excuse me a second. So I've been out picking coffee and I got little leaves in my mouth and stuff. It's kind of funny. I gotta stop talking while I'm picking coffee. But anyway, you know, we're talking about insurrection, the big T word, basically. These people are actually going to do everything in their power to stop deporting criminals and terrorists. You know, it seems they're working for the terrorists and the criminals, the way they're acting, and not for the people being raped, killed, and terrorized, which is why Biden lost the election, basically, that and the economy. So you have to ask that question. Are they working for a more nefarious organization, part of a Take Down America plan, just doing what they're told by their globalist funders and handlers? You know, the new border czar, Tom Holman, is going to be paying them a visit. I hope they videotape it. I'd like to see that. That's going to be funny. You know, talk about a pit bull, and I say that endearingly. I mean, I wouldn't want to cross paths with that guy and be on bad terms, to be honest with him. Anyway, UFOs are being seen globally. As we predicted, they'll just sit and wait. Some will show clearly they can outmaneuver any of our jets, appear, disappear, make right-angle turns at 20,000 miles an hour. Their presence will be undeniable, yet that won't stop the denial. It'll just make those denying the obvious look really stupid. And as we said on the last show, yes, the benevolent off-worlders, visitors are red-pilled, you know, and they're part of the planetary liberation. The awakening and healing process well underway, not to be confused with the drones, a distraction to contact. Actually, they have an even more nefarious program, which we'll cover later. Anyway, many of the poses and shields in the UFO community will claim the benevolent off-world visitors are my people while possessing no evidence of contact. Those who are authentic and can produce the evidence of contact are heavily censored, even within the UFO community. At East SETI, we've proven redundantly we've had contact for over 40 years. So why are you not seeing the evidence? Why is East SETI not part of the major disclosure events? And the answer is obvious because it is a controlled narrative, you know, about to lose control due to disclosure coming from the sky, the last thing they want. So I'm not saying all disclosure movements are frauds. There are some out there that are really working hard to bring out disclosure. And some are very limited. It's a limited hangout group where they're just talking about nuts and bolts, back engineering, you know, German technology from the past, things like that. They can't even go into the higher dimensions and the benevolent ones. So they haven't risen to the occasion yet. So they can't even talk about that. But some people, they are serious and they are trying to do the right thing. But the majority of it is a controlled narrative, and it's backed by some really big money that comes from, well, where does the big money come from? We all kind of know. Could it be Luciferian? Yeah. So anyway, do your research on that. To be honest, there's no sense of attending the major disclosure movements. Even if I was asked, I doubt if I would go. Maybe an invitation from Trump. He'd have to send Marine One and bring me a warm jacket because I guess it's pretty cold back there in Washington. Hey, I could go to Mar-a-Lago. He could take me. I'd go there. Yeah, talk about a multidimensional briefing. I'm probably the last one they want at their controlled narrative events. So, and probably the first person they should have at their briefings. Anyway, lightning struck the right the God, I can't talk today. Lightning struck the White House, the monument, and the Empire State Building, all pretty much at the same time. It's like crazy. Not exactly, but the bolt that hit the White House was massive and just might be a message there. Time to leave, Looks like Thor just joined the Great Awakening and got red-pilled. Anyway, strange fog is appearing, unlike seen before. Drones have been seen spraying the air with God knows what. People are getting sick, saying they smell metal, fuel, with burning eyes, sore throats, headaches, dizziness. Kind of like a heavy chemtrail day. The same toxic chemicals and carcinogens have been found in labs globally analyzing the fog. Smart desks and graphene are also in the fog. So if you want to know what's going on, search Air Force 2025. It's a report and it outlines exactly what is happening and who's doing it and you name it. So also search the NASA papers that also has all this information in it. I mean, they put it right out there for everybody to see and they're doing it. So this is global. Videos and research about the fog are being scrubbed from the internet. So when you see that, obviously it is going on. This isn't a conspiracy theory, especially when you have labs globally coming up with the same results. Thomas Malone, the inventor of the mRNA experimental injection, is warning parents about the adverse, irreparable effects, including death, as a result of the vaccines. According to Thomas, children are not at risk, and if they get COVID, their immune system will create the necessary immunity. They're not a threat to the grandparents. So anyway, there's no reason other than depopulation to get your kids a shot. Parents, you won't really take that to heart. So Fauci has also been implemented in the chemtrails and fog with new documents surfacing using nanoparticles to spread bioweapons, spike proteins, chemicals, heavy metals, and carcinogens. As if the ejections were not enough, and I love this meme going around. It says the best way to stop future pandemics is to arrest the ones that created the first pandemic. Most appropriate. So kudos to the People's Voice for covering a lot of this. I listened to their show and I went, oh my God, there's somebody else talking about all this. Here's another one. Photos of Israeli art students working in the Twin Towers before 9/11 with cases of BB-18 explosive fuse holders are surfacing. So, wasn't the owner's name Silverstein, who triple insured the buildings before they fell in their own footprint? That event that started the Iraq War, which had nothing to do with 9/11, with no weapons of mass destruction, took away our rights under the Patriot Act, grossly misnamed, anyway, follow the money on that one, basically. I think most of us know what really happened there. Here's a good one. Two Bigfoot researchers were found dead on an adventure in the Washington National Forest. That's up in our backyard. They forgot to bring peanut butter and apples. So, hey, if you're going to go out on a Bigfoot expedition, make a peanut butter and banana sandwich, bring some apples, put out some offerings, some little toys and trinkets. And so, it's. Anyway, a little heads up, there's a lot of new creatures showing up in the forest lately. If you look on the camcorders and game cams, it's pretty crazy out there. There's rakes, which are these things that look like aliens walking on all fours with huge claws coming out of their hands. There's Dogman, there's Bigfoot, other unknown cryptids, not to mention mountain lions and bears, which are losing their fear, becoming agitated with the new incoming energy. So, speaking on behalf of Bigfoot, leave your egos at the campsite. Most just want to be left alone. So, to all you critics, yeah, I know there's a lot of different names for Bigfoot, and many profess he, she does not want to be called Bigfoot. Notice I use the he, she. So it's like Jesus. His real name is Yeshua ben Joseph. So anyway, to reach the masses and get your message across, you have to use the name the masses relate to. And that's what we do. So anyway, you can like drop the comments. We don't need them. We know. And we'll go from there. So in summation, the shift is hitting the fan, the globalists with their depopulation programs, poisoning the air, water, and food, warring against all your rights and God-given freedoms using weaponized agencies is in full swing. This January, you're going to see it all going down. The White Hats, Galactic Federation, Ascended Masters, the High Councils throughout the multiverse are standing in their way. It's a push-pull event, escalating until the eventual demise of the controllers and enslavers. Anyway, they're not frequency specific to the awakening, healing, or ascension process, which is well underway. So anyway, what this does, these huge energy influxes come in, and it's not just the sun doing it. There's energies coming in from other systems. And what that is doing is accelerating, amplifying the action, reaction, or karma program, and it's revealing everything. So everything is being revealed almost instantaneously now, and the action reaction or the karmic consequences of that is just like also almost coming instantaneous. So like Jesus said, no, nothing's going to be hidden. All of the iniquities will be shattered from the rooftops, and all rocks will be left will be unturned, basically. I know I butchered that one, but anyway, look it up. And so towards the end of this, I know we're kind of cut out soon, but last, we'd like to request, please hit the like button and share this information because this is really important. People need to know about this. I want to do a whole show on remedies very soon on how we can get through a lot of the toxins and poisons, things like that. I'll probably bring a guest on and do something like that. I can tell you what I do, but I can't, I'm not a doctor, and I can't do, prescribe anything. So I'm not prescribing anything, and I'm not a doctor as a but there's a lot of things we can do. We can basically detoxify, which is A number one. Drink a lot of water. I throw some really powerful vitamin C in my water to help, move things through. Eat close to the ground, and get as natural as you can, and to get through these times. And little colloidal gold works wonders on nanoparticles. And that's about as much as I want to say. But I'll bring somebody on that there's some great sites out there. I know it was a David Avocado Wolf or whatever. He's got some great remedies. He has a lot of remedies on that site. So you can check those out. And I've used some of them, and they're very good. So, and no, this is not a commercial for David. We don't have commercials. So if you haven't noticed, there's no commercials paying for these shows, although, Rumble throws some in or YouTube, but anyway, we're paying for this, BBS, As You Wish, everything is coming out of our pocket to put these shows on. So it'd be great if somebody could throw a little frog skins our way, some donations to keep things going, keep the lights on. And we've got a lot of challenges coming up, and we, things keep going. We might have to get a legal fund going. But as the deep state and all the weaponized agencies, everything, anybody that's speaking the truth out there, if you're over the target, you're going to get flack, and you're going to have a lot of challenges. So we're really hoping it all implodes, before they do too much damage. And I'm really hoping the White Hats go in there and just kind of clear the computers, clear the books, and just say enough, enough of this nonsense. So, and I want to end this show with a meme that just says it all. And let's go ahead and put that meme up. All right, so this is James Gillen signing off. That's all I have for you today. We're going to put a lot of footage up there. So keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Stay safe and listen to your gut. You know, if your gut's telling you something's wrong, something's afoul, or you do clearings, and those clearings are on the website. It's free. It's in all my books. It's important. All my books talk about these things coming up, so it's all there. And I apologize for any noise in the background. This is a working farm, and we are picking coffee right now and processing it. So you're going to hear, a little ATV going by and a tractor now and then, things like that. So truck here and there. But anyway, again, everybody, it's just really time to come together right now and meet your neighbor and prepare on every level. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, every level, do your work and you'll get through these times. So, on that note, have a great evening and we'll see you next week.
Guys, I got some amazing footage for you. Look at this. This is straight out of New Jersey about 3 days ago. A gentleman was using a high-powered telescope that he was observing a UAP and basically zoomed into this object here. And look at it. What is that? I'm going to enhance this video a little bit to kind of get some more of the finer details. And see what we're working with. So like the other day with that lady spoke to that plasmoid and it reacted, look at this, it's kind of similar. If you look at the underneath, it looks like there's some sort of propulsion there. I'm not sure, it could be a four-dimensional object in a three-dimensional plane or fifth-dimensional that isn't kind of showing its true self or, basically in our perception. I don't know, this footage is insane. Let me know what you think.
This happened. I'm sorry.
What is that?
There's a passenger on the plane. Looks out the window. Grabs the phone. This was filmed in June. The traveler sees that. An object apparently changing shapes in seconds.
What?
Oh. Is it a shape-shifting object? Is it Bezos? Is it Branson? What is it? Is it a UFO?
Mal, go for it. What do you see?
I have no. Okay, I'm looking at this for the first time. I want it to be surprised.
Whoa!
What was that?
No way!
Okay.
Well, that's crazy.
So.
Nah, man.
This UFO crashed right in front of me and wasn't moving for almost 5 minutes. I put my gun down to film, and it started making noises and charged me. I cut the part of the video out where I was screaming like a girl. But it got super close, and it's still in my woods. Dogs are losing their minds.
tell Rita now. That is, dude. That is shit hot. Platillos, platillos. He's a pulsating orb. Look at that, dude. Look at that. Oh, man. Look at that thing, dude. Flip the TCAS switch up and see if you see anything on the display, on the ND. Anything? Any TCAS returns?
No.
Okay, flip the switch down. He's definitely above our altitude. Yeah, that man. This guy is not reporting TCAS. That is a unidentified flying object, bro. I can finally say I saw one now. That is cool. And it's pulsating too, man. That is nuts. Oh, I wish we'd get closer. I can't believe you saw it. What's on the map below us? What city? Is it Monterrey?
It's we're over Tulum.
So the nearest, because they tend to congregate around Monterrey. They'll get a lot of. Yeah, we're close. How close to Monterrey? We're about 150 miles from Monterrey. Oh man, that is phenomenal, dude. I'm so glad you saw that. And you saw it drop out of the sky and just stop?
I thought it was a shooting star, but it just stopped.
This is awesome, man. Woo, this is fucking cool. I had to call my brother-in-law. He lives in Puebla.
I mean, there's nothing flashing, but I can see that when you put the video.
No, but look how it pulses, though.
I know.
Let me zoom in. Jeez, man, that is freaky, man.
Crazy. You think it's a weather balloon?
No. No, not with lights like that.
Because it doesn't fall like that either.
No, the only weather balloon we have is near Harlingen. It's 15,000 feet AGL. This thing's above our altitude. I just can't tell. That's why I asked you to hit the TCAS. Just in case it was an airplane. Dude, it's pulsing, man. Look at that. Latios. Yeah, man. And there's no strobe. I don't see a. And the fact that it dropped out of the sky like that and then stopped and hovered. He's probably just checking us out. I was going to turn on the light over there, but looks like he's turning away from us. That is phenomenal, man. Look at that. Yeah, they're all over Mexico, dude.
Zoom in more. I know I can, but my fingers don't work. Sorry, guys. There we go. Let's see if I can zoom in. That's kind of cool. Look at that. Can you talk to me? Can you hear me? Jesus loves me. Oh, you know Jesus. You know Jesus. Jesus is awesome, isn't he? Yes, he is. God is good. God is good. God is good.
Thank you. Massive.
Is it a massive para?
There's three of them.
There's three?
Wow.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, holy.
You getting it done?
Yeah, I got him.
Let me get it for that.
Yeah.
Whoa. This one's powered up. Oh, yeah. Got it.
Rita, let me see it.
Oh, my God. Got it.
Big boy.
Where'd the other one go? Oh, I got the other one coming in. Maybe the back one will power up.
Oh, he powered up.
You got it, man?
Yeah, I got it.
I definitely see it. Right up there for anybody else.
Yeah, nice and low. Whoa, that thing just speeded up. Yeah, it just sped up all of a sudden. It's like, it's kind of driving crazy. It's powering up.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting brighter. It's way too low for a satellite.
It is way
too low.
Okay. Whoa, look at this. It's
going to power up. We got it. Oh, nice. Man. Got the power up.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Oh, God. I got this. Yeah. This is amazing.
This is amazing. Yeah. That's a Billy Moore. Right?
I got it. I got that all the way.
I just spilled my coffee.
You know, that filled the whole screen.
When you see my clothes, it was coffee.
I think you got a little too excited on that.
That was epic.
In there.
Massive.
Okay,
massive.
There's the tree.
There's two coming together.
There's another one, look.
Where?
Right there. Yeah. Up and left.
Oh, one coming from the one.
Oh, they're going to cross.
Yeah, right there.
I can see him with naked binoculars.
I got night vision.
I don't get. Oh, yeah. I got it. Look at this. Here's the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Holy shit.
One's powered up. They powered up. They got brighter. Oh, yeah. This was powered up. Look. Oh, yeah. I got them both. They're crossing.
Let's see
what happens. Look at that. See that? Look. I got them both in there.
Right above.
Oh, yeah.
Right above us. Big power up.
Gonna power up.
Bigger.
Oh, another one. Damn.
Straight above us.
Another one powered up right above us.
Those two just crossed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know which one to film. Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's one coming right towards it. There's one underneath it. They're crossing. It's speeding up though. Look at it, it's going a lot faster. It is right there. Light it. Oh, two. Look at that, they just crossed. See that? They just crossed, two of them. Oh, another one just crossed right above it. There's a speedy one going over the top of it. Oh, check this out. There's a little one coming right on the tail of the other one. No, I got it. I got it on film. It's straight a little bit towards the mountain. It's in a cloud and it's flashing. Nice. Thank you. Nothing where it's flashing. You can't see it. It has no. It's just flashing out of nowhere. Okay, there's the house, the trees. Right over the house.
See it? Right, it powered up right over us. It's doing it again. It was huge. It was massive.